man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Wyndham boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, indeed. We can survive. We are surviving. We will survive. And we're doing it right here on the Trump Phenomenon, here on September 20th, 2017. I'm joined tonight by George on the East Coast. George, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Good to be here, James. We've been engaged in what we call moving in America. So we'll be in and out for a little while, but we're here tonight.
All right. Well, and don't ever, you know, that's great. But one of the nice things about having three members of the team here on the Trump Phenomenon is that nobody ever needs to be completely put out or inconvenienced in order to make it to the show. Well, it's just one of the strengths of this show. Tonight we will cover more of the Trump Phenomenon here, this original, the first show dedicated to the Trump Phenomenon, I think, in the world. I think we were the first out of the gate. And I don't know that anybody, actually, since we started this show, has created a show dedicated to the Trump Phenomenon. I don't know of any, anyway. So, what is it? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I hope somebody does imitate us. As we are here having completed our first half year of the presidency of Donald Trump, and then prior to that, a year of campaigning for Donald Trump, with 7.5 more years to go, thanks to you folks out there who support this show. And how can you do that? Well, my P.O. Box. You can put anything. You can put send a rare Ming China, gold double eagles, check, money order, cash, wrap it in tinfoil if you want, and send it to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, which is abbreviated MN, 56721. And you can help keep the show on the air for the next 7.5 years as we cover the Trump phenomenon. Well, something about the Trump phenomenon that I've been wanting to talk about, and it is really clarified this week by the upcoming rally in Huntsville, Alabama. It really clarifies what the Trump phenomenon is. If you look at my show notes for some of these shows, you'll see I talk about it in the show summary, which you can find in the archives. When you're listening to the show, you'll find there's a summary there that goes with each show. And the Trump phenomenon, folks, is it Donald Trump, or is it something bigger than that? Yes, it is. It's you. What Donald Trump created, that no one else has ever created in American politics, is, as he said in the rallies over and over, in just about every rally, this is not a campaign, folks. It's a movement. Yes, he created a movement. And what is a movement? It's people. And who are the people? Well, that's you. So this show and what we're doing is unlike any political event in American history. And the further point to be made in that regard is that we should beware of getting caught up in a frame of mind in which we expect Donald Trump to be Superman and think of every other impossible thing you can think of. We expect him to be omniscient. We expect him to be super ready to super prepared in every field, and with a load of assistance and aides and qualified people, a whole team ready at his beck and call. Let's not assume things like that. Donald Trump is this miracle worker, this amazing genius who gave us the Trump phenomenon. He gave us a movement which we didn't have before Trump. Think about that, folks. So to kind of take your eyes off of Donald Trump individually and look at the larger thing he created that transcends himself, which is the Trump phenomenon. Well, it's the Trump movement. Well, and why not call it the Trump phenomenon? It is phenomenal. And in her worrying interview, the brilliant Ann Coulter, one genius worrying about another genius in her president, she mentions in there, well, maybe what we need is a Trump party. A Trump party. If the stick in the mud rhino Republicans are recalcitrant enough, that they make, you know, going forward, you know, impossible. But she was on to something there, which is when she said, well, maybe we need a Trump party. Well, dear Ann Coulter, that's what we have. That's what we have right now. Donald Trump has built a movement, and Ann Coulter, you're a really integral, important part of it. One of the most important parts of it. Pat Buchanan, you too. Sean Hannity, you too. And all of you listening, you're part of the Trump party. And that's really what it is. And then I say, that's not really a third party. I say that because what Trump is onto is a better deal than a third party. Starting from scratch with a brand new party like the Constitution Party or the Libertarian Party or the Green Party or even the American Freedom Party, the party in which I myself am a member and a director. That is a much longer shot and a much weaker play than recapturing the Republican Party. That's the first. That's what you want to do first. And that's what Trump has already done. He has recaptured much of the Republican Party. All of it? No. The job isn't done yet. And that's where we come in. So now I'll take this syllogism a little further and talk about the upcoming Huntsville rally, and going to the broader category, worrying about Donald Trump, fretting, worrying, oh my gosh, oh, look what he did, or oh, this is even worse when people worry about what he didn't do. I recommend George. I think you've been one of the best advisors in this regard. Deep, breathe deeply, sleep on it. Come back the next day before you jump to conclusions, because Donald Trump is, well, I'm going to use an example here, the Huntsville rally. Everybody's, a lot of people, Ann Coulter among them, all worried that Donald Trump has endorsed Luther Strange, or so it seems, has endorsed Luther Strange, which is, he's not our guy. Luther Strange appears to be a swamp creature. Our guy is Roy Moore. Oh my gosh, why hasn't the president endorsed Roy Moore? He endorsed the wrong guy. Oh, the sky is falling. It's the end of the world. No, it's not. What we need to do is think harder. Of course, I can't accuse the genius Ann Coulter of not thinking hard. She is absolutely, totally brilliant. But in this particular case, for you know, many of us, what would deep thinking on this Luther Strange, Roy Moore thing, what would it have revealed to us? Well, the clues are all there, folks. There are things that Donald Trump can't say, but that we are smart enough to figure out, and that's our responsibility. We've got to figure out some things for ourselves. Donald Trump isn't going to be a kindergarten teacher and explain it all to us. He can't in many cases. This is one of those cases. Here's what appears to have happened. The clues are all there. Donald Trump, we are told, made a deal with Mitch McConnell months ago in exchange for an endorsement for Luther Strange. That was months ago, folks. Donald Trump said, okay, all right, you give me this, and we don't know what the this was, but it was some deal, and Donald Trump has to deal with these people that are in power. He has to deal with them. So he made a deal with Mitch McConnell. Now, who leaked this fact out, we don't know. It may have been Donald Trump himself leaking it out to us so we'd stop worrying about it. He made a deal to endorse Luther Strange. This is before Roy Moore became, you know, just jumped to the lead and so on in the campaign. Donald Trump is obligated. Here's my point. The reason he's going to be in Huntsville on Friday is that he has to be there. He made a deal with McConnell. McConnell has probably already delivered whatever his part of the deal was. So Donald Trump has no room to maneuver at all. Other clues were dropped for us. Somebody leaked the fact that Donald Trump was trying to get out of the Huntsville rally, saying, why can't I just do some, what do you call them, robocalls for Luther? And whoever he made the deal with said, no, that's not enough. You got to come to the rally. That's the deal. So Donald Trump was trying to get out of the appearance in Huntsville. So this is pro forma, folks, and it's an obligation that he be there. That's for us to figure out. I will bet you a dollar to a donut Donald Trump wants Roy Moore to win. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut he expects Roy Moore to win, and that's part of his calculus for even appearing in Huntsville. He knows it's a moot. It is a moot endorsement because it isn't going to make any difference in the outcome of the election. And Donald Trump has to have a reputation in the halls of power for keeping his deals. He made a deal. He has to keep it. Simple as that. What do you think of that, George?
I like the theory. It is good that we have our man in the White House who's broken the chain there. The legislature is still sitting in enemy hands. So is the mainstream media.
So, yes. Yeah. Parts of each. We've got really good guys in Congress and really bad ones. We've got really good guys in media, like Breitbart, like this media right here. We're media. George, you and I are media. We're pretty good guys.
James, a piece I've been trying to say for weeks here, I guess they have, the inevitability factor from the other side is among the things Mr. Trump has squashed. You know, for 55 years, we've really gotten the Star Wars Borg message that resistance is futile.
Yes.
It is inevitable that we will conquer America, make it brown, screw you. We will destroy anything that, you know, everything from our white history, blah, blah, blah. He won. And that theory has come crashing to the ground, and that's a big, big piece. The inevitability factor is gone. And you tell me if it isn't true. I've never, in my lifetime, I've never seen the other side so on the run as they are now. And they really are on the run. They're never going to be able to regain their 1972 or 1992 or 2012 stature, where they have so much power, they're so unopposed, they can just bulldoze everyone in America. Those days are gone.
Yes. Donald Trump, you're right. Among the things that he has done in creating this movement, and think about it, folks, who created the movement? Did I? Did you? Did Pat Buchanan? Or Laura Ingraham? Or any of the others?
No,
great
you're all
people?
Over it. It's the 66 million that you like to mention, and it is true.
And Donald Trump. Donald Trump did it. He's the only person without whom this none of this would have happened. Everybody else, expendable, very expendable, but in this light anyway. Donald Trump single-handedly created this. We owe him for the rest of eternity. We owe him for this. And he did. He did change the debate utterly. And he's used I'll give you an example of powerful language he uses. We need to study him. He can't explain this the way a kindergarten teacher would, because that would sort of blow up his effectiveness. He can't say, well, for example, he uses the phrase, I'll show you some of the brilliance here. He uses the phrase, the civilized world. He uses this very, you know, freely. He talks about the civilized world. Well, folks, no president in modern times has ever used, since Kennedy anyway, or since Eisenhower, I don't know, probably Calvin Coolidge was the last president who could use the phrase, the civilized world. I hope none of you can remember Calvin Coolidge. So, a great president. But he uses that term. Now, that term is, it communicates the message that we're trying to save our people. That means our European people. In the case of me, for instance, I'm a European people. I'm not some other kind of people. Now, I don't need to, in a derogatory way, describe any other people or have any ill will or bad thought about any other people. That's not necessary for the mission of saving my people. And that's the straight shot way to go. Now, in terms of the immigration invasion, another term that's used, that's a good term to use, is a third world invasion. We've been invaded by the third world. Well, why is this a good term, the third world? It's better than saying a brown invasion or a black invasion or a yellow invasion.
Oh, you're right. I like where you're going. It is a third world invasion.
Third world. And why does that term work, folks? This is called being smart. And Donald Trump has given us a lesson in being smart. Who came up with the idea of the first world and the third world? The second world, I guess, which they call the developing world, isn't talked about much.
Let's talk about that, James. So the first world is really supposed to be the United States and, we'll say, free Western Europe. The second world was the Soviet Union and all of its communist satellites, including communist China, including the Iron Curtain countries. The third world was everybody else who was up for grabs. And which way would they go? What's interesting, and I think, in essence, the second world has ceased to exist.
Well,
that has left a very interesting vacuum and a void. Everything that existed in 1975 is now gone. There is no Soviet Union. And the United States has gotten very communized, but we're still the United States. But sucking sound, now that the Soviet Union really has been gone for a long time, you know, the powers that paid for all that to happen have had to go find enemies. And, you know, it's not Middle Easterners or whatever. We're interrupted.
That's okay. I'll tell you where I'm going with the first world, third world terminology, why it works. It's good terminology, folks. And the reason is we didn't invent it. It hasn't been made radioactive. So it's smart to use. It works. We'll be right back after this.
The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
Well, we're saying the good times are not good here at the Trump phenomenon. And George, I'll tell you where I was going with that first world, third world thing. I just looked it up. I didn't know this during the break. The break's plenty of time to learn something. Where did that term, the third world, come from? Well, the guy who coined it was a French demographer, anthropologist, and historian named Alfred Sauvy, S-A-U-V-Y, Sauvy, born in 1898 and in the Pyrenees, and died in 1990. And here's what I'm saying, folks. The first world, second world, and third world. And you got it right, George. Right up the, your understanding was better than mine. So V did intend first world to imply all the white nations. Then with the only non-white nations being added being Japan and South Korea. In other words, these are well-off and successful nations, civilized. the second world, Soviet Union, Eastern Bloc, and China. And then the third world, everybody else. Well, the point being, folks, so that this phrase, the third world, it does, in fact, to everybody, signify the non-white world. Nobody ever thinks of white people as having anything to do with the third world. So when you say it's a third world invasion, you've told people this is a non-white invasion. You don't have to say the Browning of America or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You can just say it's a third world invasion. So if I speak before the city council here in North Dakota, where I am, I'll say, hey, you know, we're bringing the third world into our town. I'll be able to say that in front of the city council. And nobody, you know, what can they do? The term was not coined by, a right winger like me. And it's an academic term. So anyway, my point being this, Donald Trump is great at using language like this, communicating very thoughtfully by using language that isn't toxic and that doesn't make him radioactive, makes him able to get elected president of the United States, being very politically incorrect. And notice, by the way, in his speech at the UN, there were people, you know, I mentioned that people wring their hands and they fret. Oh, Donald Trump, he's betrayed us. He's not doing what he said he would do. Et cetera.
Yeah, we sure do get a lot of that. We have people on our side that wrote off Donald Trump 5 months ago and will never talk to us again.
Well, and do it again every day. But the, for instance, one of those recent things was, well, Donald Trump isn't talking about radical Islamic terrorism anymore. And where did that come from? You know, he gave
us harvest because we've had a break in the radical Islamic terrorism.
Well, but I'll update even further on that. He gave a speech or two in which he didn't use the term radical Islamic terrorism, and then people go make all kinds of meaning, hidden meaning from this. That was a mistake. You don't need to do that. Back at the UN, what did Donald Trump talk about? Radical Islamic terrorism, right there in front of all those Islamic nations. He talked about radical Islamic terrorism. Donald Trump never, you know, left the Trump train. That was Ann Coulter's worry in her radio interview. He says, you know, I thought it was a good line. You know, she says, you know, Donald Trump's left the Trump train. Get back on board, Donald. And there's nothing horribly wrong with being that alert. We'll come back to that, and then we'll get to the new news. There's great new news on the Huntsville event and in general. And please, take a chance to call in. You know the call-in number. Be back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And more good news in the last 24 hours than I can relay in this little one-hour show. But here's some of that good news. This is a new breaking story. Tom Tancredo, one of the great congressmen of all time from Colorado, Representative Tom Tancredo has written a letter to Pope Francis. Accept my nation's right to protect and defend itself. So I'm going to read you a little bit of this. This is coverage now at numbersusa.com, Roy Beck's wonderful website. Tom Tancredo, also part of the Trump phenomenon, Roy Beck. Roy Beck, part of the Trump phenomenon before Donald Trump himself became the leader of the Trump phenomenon. Tom Tancredo, former congressman from Colorado and presidential candidate in the 2008 Republican primary, who earned a career A-plus from Numbers USA, penned an open letter to Pope Francis earlier this week. Tancredo wrote to explain some of his criticisms of the U.S. Catholic Church's aggressive support for amnesty and to clarify that his disagreement with the Pope is not due to personal animus, nor is it a theological disputation. Tancredo, now I don't know Tom Tancredo's faith. I don't know whether he's Protestant, Catholic, or otherwise, but we'll find out, won't we, in a moment. Tancredo objects to how Pope Francis and certain cardinals and bishops have asserted themselves into U.S. immigration politics. Tancredo's point is that the Pope has been uncharitable when discussing immigration because the pontiff has failed to contextualize his remarks. Here is from Tancredo's letter to the Pope. Quote, to the extent that you feel compelled to enter into the political arena and address the subject of immigration policies, why not focus on the enormous differences that exist in those policies around the world? Certainly, you know that the United States of America accepts more legal immigrants than all the other 196 members of the United Nations combined. Are you ready for that, folks? I had forgotten that. The USA has also accepted more refugees for permanent resettlement than any other nation in the world. Did I somehow miss a news release from Vatican City praising our generosity towards those persecuted religious refugees? Likewise, did I miss the one announcing the Vatican's open door policy in this matter? Do we have refugees in Vatican City, folks? No. Let's go to back to Roy Beck's column. He says, Numbers USA previously dealt with Pope Francis's foray into American immigration politics when the Holy Father visited the United States in September 2015 to address a joint meeting of Congress and later said mass in Mexico at the U.S. border. We pointed out then that here that there were limitations on a Pope's expertise on public policies, and he contributes positively to the debate when he outlines the broad principles of church doctrine and keeps his personal opinion on U.S. immigration policy to himself. Pope Francis usually does this, but not always. And when he fails to distinguish between what is in the catechism of the Catholic Church, a sovereign nation holds the right to secure its borders and regulate immigration for the common good of its own citizens. That's in the catechism, folks. And what he wants to be true, which is support for amnesty, is the only way to be fully pro-life. He sows confusion and discord. Tancredo, who was raised Catholic, there's our answer, and now attends an evangelical denomination, well, there's another answer, spent his entire political career working toward immigration reform. Tom Tancredo really was Mr. Get It Right on immigration. And then there's more. I can't read the whole thing. He says more to Pope Francis. He says, I respectfully suggest that you and your cardinals and bishops need to be more observant of the important distinction between speaking ex cathedra on matters of faith and morals, where among fellow Catholics you presumably have unique expertise and authority, and expressing your personal opinions on purely political matters, where, if I may say so, you have no more expertise or authority than artists, journalists, golfers, or the average member of the U.S. Congress.
Well, James, I couldn't be happier that Tancredo is taking on this evil man. And for those of us who are Catholic and horrified, we've never seen anything. I mean, 480-something popes for 2,000 years. There has never been a more viler pretender to Peter's seat than what we have now. And that's an extremely powerful political disaster. I mean, we don't have a chairman of a communist party in Russia anymore. We don't need it. We have the new communist Pope, you know, who is a heavy-duty, God knows what kind of Jesuit. And it makes my blood boil. And I just, well, you know, I come from Catholic circles, and we are on fire with anger that such an urchin it could be raised to the seat and disgrace Christianity worldwide. Thank you very much, Tom Tancredo, for taking on this maggot and telling him where he should go.
And in our next show, folks, George will tell you how he really, really feels about the Pope's foray into immigration policy. But Tom Tancredo, raised Catholic, and I think his letter would be even more powerful if he were still a practicing observant Catholic. But still, it's powerful as it is. He says, I believe most Americans, this is Tancredo, most Americans understand and appreciate the historical record that forced the erection of 50-foot walls around the Vatican. Think about that, folks. 50-foot walls. Donald Trump right now is he's putting out bids for prototypes of 30-foot walls. Why do I know this? Because a local contractor here in North Dakota, that was a local headline. A local contractor got a good chunk of money to build down on the border a 30-foot prototype wall. So they're being built right now. It's really happening. North Dakota company is among many that is building its prototype. But it's not 50 foot, it's 30 foot. He says 50 foot walls around the Vatican. Now, I've forgotten the year, but that was the year that the Muslims were invading Italy and had overrun most of Italy. They failed to overrun the Vatican, and only the Vatican. Why? Because of that wall. That's the only thing that kept the Muslims from overrunning all of Italy. They overran all of Sicily and held it for a long time. All of Spain held it for a long, hundreds of years. Imagine that, folks. Imagine if America were held as a vassal of the caliphate for, let's see, it was how many years? Finally liberated in 1492 under Ferdinand and Isabella, but overrun as early as like 700. That's 700 years, folks. Imagine if your country forced you to bow to Mecca for 700 years. Wow.
On that's chain of have. Execution.
Yeah, that's 50-foot walls. They were built, continues Tancredo, to protect and defend. That's what he's saying. That's in the catechism. A nation state has the right to defend itself. There was a need to restrict entry of those who meant to do harm and also to ensure that the integrity of the city, of the city state, considering the fact that you, Pope Francis, maintained both the walls, he could take them down if he wanted to, and careful scrutiny of those admitted beyond them, you can see why even in the 21st century, border security is still an important and necessary part of maintaining a nation state. And notice in his UN speech, Donald Trump said very, very eloquently, the nation state is an essential protector of individual rights and sovereignty. And there, what is he doing? He's making a slap in the face to the globalists, the transnationalists, the Gary Cohns, and that was beautiful. A little hint was dropped to us when we found out that Donald Trump calls Gary Cohn globalist. And I'm going to talk about that in a second because people are having a freak out that this Goldman Sachs number two man works in the White House. I'm going to offer you a thought as to why that's not a reason to have a freak out. But Donald Trump walks around the White House calling him globalist, Mr. Globalist. Okay, I'll get back to it in a second. And the maintaining a nation state. The fact that the U.S. attempts to accomplish that task while still being the most immigrant welcoming nation in the world seems to me, should Your Holiness feel compelled to address the issue at all, we deserve praise instead of criticism. It is this dichotomy that creates skepticism regarding the motivation of such criticism, meaning his criticism. And that was beautiful. I needed to be reminded of that, George. I had forgotten. We accept more refugees than the rest of the world combined and more immigrants than the rest of the world combined. Now, that's folly, but it's certainly stupid of anybody to...
America's had a big red circle drawn around it for a long time, James.
And now let me get to that before I just, you know, there's so many threads that get dropped on this show because of lack of time. Why am I not having a freak out that Gary Cohn's in the White House? Well, I really believe in Donald Trump, in his genius. And one of the things he's dealing in the real world. Donald Trump is a man who has done deals with Goldman Sachs. He has done billion-dollar deals. He understands the power of that company. Steve Bannon worked in Goldman Sachs and made quite a bit of money. It's one of the reasons he's wealthy today, which is very important. One of the reasons Breitbart has been successful is that Steve Bannon made some money. He's long since departed from Goldman Sachs and was never a principal there. Gary Cohn, a principal, number two behind, I think his name is Fishbein, the head of Goldman Sachs now. But Donald Trump has to keep the fish metaphor going there, he has swum in those waters. And he knows them far better than George, you do, or I, in our modest middle-class world of what we've done and seen. And my point is this, folks. Donald Trump knows more about Goldman Sachs than we do. And he also knows how much power they have. He also knows he has to deal with those people. He knows, for example, just try this one on for size. Donald Trump knows, let's see, I think he would say this. if you and I, like if one of our callers said, Mr. President, you don't know, Goldman Sachs, they're terrible, they're evil, they're very powerful, and they do bad things economically, and they have way too much control. Donald Trump would say this, thank you for telling me that. And then under his breath, he'd say, guess what? I know more about this than you know. And I know more about how bad it is than you know, because I've lived in their world. I've seen what they do, and I know how powerful they are. My point is this, folks. Donald Trump doesn't have the option. I mentioned the point. He didn't have the option of hanging Luther Strange out to dry after months ago he made a commitment. He had to live up to the commitment. Does he have the option of having zero Goldman Sachs people anywhere near the White House? Do you think he does, really? You think that fairy tale could be lived? If Goldman Sachs is as powerful as those of you who, like me, know how powerful they are, or think we do, if they're that powerful, how would they react to someone saying, you people are finished. You have no, we will not let you in the door anywhere. Stay out of our government. Don't have anything to do with us. If they're as powerful as we all say they are, what are some of the things they could do? Well, how about crash the economy? For starters, how about break the stock market? For starters, how about bring back 17% inflation that we had with Jimmy Carter? Do you think they have the power to do that? You betcha. With Gary Cohn as his top economic advisor, number two man at Goldman Sachs, if Goldman Sachs crashed the economy with Gary Cohn as the top economic advisor, who does the stink go on? Goldman Sachs. So Donald Trump is a very, very smart man. And having Goldman Sachs as number two in the so-called, he's the top economic advisor. But that means that at $1.50 will buy you a cup of coffee. Donald Trump he runs his presidency by his lights, not Gary Cohn's. Not Ivanka's, not Jared's, not anybody else's. He is a genius. He's most like Steve Bannon. People said over and over again, these two guys are birds of a feather. Most of what he said at the UN sounded like Steve Bannon. What he said in Warsaw sounded like Steve Bannon. The things he has done are like Steve Bannon. And the reason Sebastian Gorka continues his belief in Donald Trump is that same awareness. And Sebastian Gorka has met with Donald Trump, knows Donald Trump, as Bannon does. So they're buddies, they're friends. So anyway, that's a long-winded way of mentioning, folks, that the overall principle is this. Donald Trump is living in a real world of real power that is a little different from the fantasy world that many of us have lived in for decades of imagining.
It is. And James, we've certainly been watching him. One of his main strategies is he has plenty of enemies right there sitting next to him.
Yes.
We have a lot of fretting about why would he have something, you know. My goodness, we've certainly had the Jared Kushner boogie here now for 7 or 8 months. You know, how could such an enemy of us, you know, be in his inner circle?
Well,
that's kind of the way he does business.
Well, but it's even more fundamental than that. Donald Trump has zero control over who his son-in-law will be. Zero. Well, I mean, a little bit of influence. You know, he could... you fathers out there have made suggestions to your daughters about who they should marry. I don't know. You know, how does that go? But anyway, he doesn't have any influence in who his son-in-law will be. He doesn't have that much influence in the politics of his daughter. So again, to, you know, castigate the man for things like that, that's silly.
He's a bad example. There's plenty. I mean, there's folks in the cabinet that we don't like. I certainly don't like the education lady. He has generals all over the place. There's a couple I like. There's a couple that I don't. And, you know, just look at Breitbart every day, and they're beating up one of them who I think really deserves it. But that's the way, you know, that's the new Trump thing. I don't know if it's walking a tightrope, but it's a frightening thing every day. I mean, he has heavy-duty globalists. Those people next to him all the time, and he manages to go about his business and not do their bidding. It's a scary thing, but he does it.
also to, again, to paint the picture of the difficulty that our man, Donald Trump, has, the greatest figure in any of our lives, the man who will do more for any of you, whether you appreciate it or not, Donald Trump has already done more for your future, freedom, and well-being than any political figure in your life. And he's just getting started. The an example of this, of the difficulty that he has, he appointed this guy, Scaramucci, as his head of his communications office. The Mooch, yeah, Scaramucci. Well, you know, what a catastrophic appointment. And this, you can put this one down to, well, we'll talk about it. Let's see if we've got time. Yes, we do. We'll talk about the Scaramucci right after this break.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and boy, how the time flies when you're having fun. We've got one caller, Joel, in Wisconsin. Joel, I hate to rush you, but give us one quick idea. Go ahead.
Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to apply Georgia's rightful scrutiny of the Pope to Judge Roy Moore, who, on that high-profile Ten Commandment case, he lost due to a minor mistake on his part, and we have to question whether what side he's on. We just have to think about it. We have to do that to anybody that's in power that people respect.
Well, Joel, Joel, and I sure, scrutiny for everybody, including Donald Trump. Scrutiny for me, scrutiny for you. But but here's the deal. When Sarah Palin climbs on board and James Dobson climbs on board and Sebastian Gorka climbs on board, look at the go to the Roy Moore for Senate website and look at his endorsements. It's as long as your arm, and it's people you admire, and it's people who know Roy Moore personally. So that's the key. I got to go with that, Joel, because you know you and I, we're not going to have enough time in the day to do a PhD thesis on the life of Roy Moore. We got to go with the people we trust. So that's right, what I recommend.
Yeah. I just wanted to get that out. I'm done.
Okay. All right, Joel. Thank you, my friend. Now, speaking of Roy Moore and the event in Huntsville, folks, if you can get to the Huntsville rally, do it. Huntsville, Alabama. It's in northern central Alabama. You people that live anywhere in Memphis, you're close. Knoxville, you're close. Easy drive, fun drive. Chattanooga, you're next door. Birmingham, of course, very close. Atlanta, an easy little afternoon drive. What are the other places? Very, very close. Louisville, Kentucky, you're right next door. You got to drive through Kentucky, but that's an easy drive. My point, if you're within a couple hundred miles of Huntsville, get to this rally. Can you still get tickets? Yes, you can. How do you do it? I just did the Google search again. Just do Trump rally Huntsville tickets, or any combination of those words or anything like them. Trump rally Huntsville tickets, and then look for the Google return that's Eventbrite. You'll find an Eventbrite link. Click on that, and it's a very simple page. You type in your name. You put an email address. You got a ticket. It's as easy as that. Now, my advice to you, at the bottom of that page where you put your ticket, you have to fill in your name and your address. And let's see, is email required? No. Yes, email required. That's how you're going to get the ticket. There's a little box at the bottom that says, will you commit to voting for Luther Strange? And there's a little box that says, yes. Check that box. I just did it on my screen here. I'm not going to reserve a ticket for myself. And I'll tell you why, because they're tickets are limited to 5,000. And if I reserve a ticket for me and I can't go to the event, I'm up here in North Dakota, I might have kept a patriot like you from getting a ticket if I was the 5,000th ticket. And I checked off that I support Luther Strange. So I don't want to waste that ticket. I want you to get it if you can be at that event. Now, good news. All over Alabama, something called the Great, let's see, what's the name of it again? The Great America Alliance, and I need to research this for our next show, and I'll tell you more about it. Yes, the Great America Alliance is getting people to be there. So it's going to happen. Ticket sales end in one day, so you got to do it now. And, of course, the tickets are free. George, thank you very much. We covered a little bit anyway. We'll resume resume our travels on the Trump train tomorrow night. See you then.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.